السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله. I hope that all of you are doing well. Today for our class we will continue where we left off from سورة الأنعام. And inshallah, today's lesson will be from ayah number 13 to ayah number 19. And we'll start first with the recitation of these verses. If y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 13, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وله ما سكن في الليل والنهار وهو السميع العليم قل أغير الله أتخذ وليا فاطر السماوات والأرض وهو يطعم ولا يطعم قل إني أمرت أن أكون أول من أسلم ولا تكونن من المشركين قل إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم من يصرف عنه يومئذ فقد رحمه وذلك الفوز المبين وإن يمسسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو وإن يمسسك بخير فهو على كل شيء قدير وهو القاهر فوق عباده وهو الحكيم الخبير قل أي شيء أكبر شهادة قل الله شهيد بيني وبينكم وأوحي إلي هذا القرآن لأنذركم به ومن بلغ أئنكم لتشهدون أن مع الله آلهة أخرى قل لا أشهد قل إنما هو إله واحد وإنني بريء مما تشركون.
Inshallah, that is our lesson. Ayah number 13 to ayah number 19. Now for the theory part of our class, inshallah, we will do the analysis of these ayat. So starting from ayah number 13, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وله ما سكن في الليل. So here وله, we have a two count مد. This is going to be مد صلة صغرى. So we see that there is that small little واو after the ha. This is a ha ضمير. So this is going to be مد صلة صغرى. This is a two count مد. ما, this is again a two count مد. So you can put a little two underneath the ha and the ميم. So, وَلَهُ مَا, both of these are two count mad. سَكَنَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, here, لَيْل is going to be مَدْلِين. So, we are going to make this مَدَّمَا, 1.5, and give it a little bit of that lean, that ease, that gentleness in that sound. وَالنَّهَارِ, نُون here is going to have غُنَّة, there is a شَدَّة on the نُون. So, anytime we have a نُون or a ميم with شَدَّة, we are going to emphasize the غُنَّة. Meaning that it is going to come more from the nose, spend a little bit more time in the nose or in the nasal passage. So here we will say, وَالنَّهَارِ. So you can hear that I'm really spending a bit of time on this noon because there is that shadda, that double noon. So there is going to be twice the amount of nasalization. One nahar, here this ra is going to be heavy. And because I am stopping here, this is going to be mada'arid lissukun. I'm going to stop here for a total of 4 counts. This is mada'arid lissukun. Whenever we have an alif, waw, or ya mad followed by a letter with temporary sukun, we will give it either a 2, 4, or a 6 count mad. I usually choose to do 4 counts. So all of my mada'arid are going to be 4 counts. And the next word, wahuwa sami'ul alim. Here, sami'ul alim, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. We are going to make sure that we hear a little bit of that emphasis on the ayn, that there is a little bit of strangulation, a little bit of pressure on the middle of the throat. If this is a letter you are having difficulty pronouncing, you can simply put 2 fingers in the middle of your throat and push down very lightly, and this will give you a little bit idea of what the sound is supposed to be like. Sami'ul Sami'ul alim. And when you put your finger, you can kind of feel your throat moving. And when you press down, this will give you a feel for the constriction that is meant to take place when you have that letter ayn. So for both of these, make sure that you are not dropping one. It is very common that when you have 2 ayns right next to each other, we say the first one and then we drop the second one. So we are going to make sure we say both. Wa huwa sami'ul alim. Make sure that you are saying both ayn. And then here we again are going to end on mada'arid lissukun. This is going to be a 4 count mad. Again, we have the ya mad followed by a meme with a temporary sukun. So this is going to be a 4 count mada'arid lissukun. Ayah number 14, kul ghayrullah. Kul qaf is going to be heavy. Lam has the wasud. So we are going to rest on this letter for a couple of moments. Kul ghayrullahi. So make sure that you are resting on this lam. Aghayrullahi, ghain is going to be heavy, ra in this case is heavy, and the name of Allah in this case is heavy as well. The letter before is a letter of fatha, so therefore the lam in the name of Allah is going to be heavy. Attakhidhu, kha is going to be heavy, waliyan fatiri, ta is going to be heavy, ra in this case is heavy, this is a 2 count mad in fatir. Fatir as-samawati, ma, 2 counts, wa is again 2 counts. Wal ardi, ra in this case is going to be heavy, dad is permanently heavy. Wa huwa yut'imu wa la yut'am, ta is going to be heavy, and ta is also a letter of qalqala. It is part of qutb jad, meaning when we have this letter with a sukun on top, we are going to give it a little bit of bounce. Yut'imu wa la yut'am. Okay, and then the first one here, ayn, is going to have a kasra, and the second ayn is going to have a fatha. Wala, this is a 2 count mad. Yut'am, and then when we stop here, we are going to make sure that we give meem tawassut, so rest on this letter for a moment. Kul, again, qaf is heavy, lam has the wasut, rest on this lam. Inni umirtu, this is going to be a 4 count mad. It is mad ja'iz munfasil, because the mad and the hamza are not found within the same word. They are both in different words. Therefore, this is going to be ja'iz munfasil. Umirtu, ra here is going to be heavy. An, noon has tawassut. This is a noon of idhar, meaning that there is a noon sakin followed by one of the throat letters, hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha. So here we have a hamza. We are going to give this an idhar. Make sure that that noon sound is very clearly pronounced. An akuna, awwala man aslam. Wa here is going to have shadda, so make sure that you do give it a bit of emphasis. Awwala man aslam. Again, noon has idhar here. Make sure that you rest on this with tawassut. And then aslam on meem as well, because we are stopping here. Meem is also going to have tawassut. Wala, 2 count mad. Taku, 2 count mad. Nanna, this is going to have ghunna on the noon because there is a shadda. Minal mushrikeen, sheen has tafashi, meaning that the sound is going to spread a little bit. Minal mushrikeen. Ra here in this case is going to be light. And then we end here on again a 4 count mada'arid lissukun. Qul, qaf is going to be heavy. Lam has the wasut. Inni, here noon is going to have ghunna. So make sure that you rest on this noon ghunna for a little bit inside of the nasal passage. Inni. And then we are going to pull this for 4 counts. It is again mad ja'iz munfasil. The Med and the Hamza are within separate words. Therefore, this is Jaiz Munfasil. Akhafu. Here, Kha is a heavy letter. In, Noon is going to have Idhar. It is a very clear Noon sound, so we will give it Tawassut as well. The next letter after Noon is an Ayn, which is part of the throat letters. Therefore, this will be Idhar. Asaytu. Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Saad is heavy. So we are going to make sure that we give it that heaviness. And then it is Madlin with the next letter, which is Ya with a sukun. Asaytu. Rabbi, Ra in this case is going to be heavy. It has a fatha. Adaba, that is a light letter. So make sure that it does not become heavy and you are not saying Adaba. It is Adaba. Yawmin Azim, Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Make sure that again you give it a little bit of that strangulation sound. La is a permanently heavy sound. And then we end here on a 4-count madarid lissukun. May Yusraf, this is going to be idgham. So we are going to merge the noon sakin with the ya. May yusraf. Saad is going to be heavy. Ra is heavy. And then anhu, noon is going to have idhar. So noon sound is very clear because the next letter is one of the throat letters. So we are going to make sure that we are making that clear. The wasut sound on the noon. Yawma idhin. Yaw, this is madlin. So we are going to give it that gentleness, that ease. Maddama, 1.5 count. Yawma idhin faqad. This is going to be ikhfa. Faqad, qaf is heavy. Dal has qalqala. It is part of qutub jad. So when we have a qalqala letter with sukun, we will give it a little bit of bounce. Faqad, rahima, ra is going to be heavy. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. And the second ha is going to be closer to the chest. It is from the lower throat. And because we are stopping here and giving this ha a sukun, we do want to make sure that we give it proper humps. Give it a little bit of air from the chest like a sigh. Rahima. And now you can hear the difference between the two has as well. One is ha and the other is ha from the chest. Rahima. And then make sure that you are giving it humps. Wadhalika, this is a 2-count med. Wadhalika al-fawzul mubin. Fawz, faw is a madlin. And then mubin, here we are ending on a 4-count madarid lissukun. وَإِن يَمْسَسْكُ اللَّهُ وَإِن, this is idgham. So we are going to merge the noon sakin with the ya. Yam, meem has the wasut. يَمْسَسْكَ, seen is going to have safir. It is going to have a little bit of whistling. So make sure that you do give it that whistle. يَمْسَسْكُ اللَّهُ, name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has fatha. بِضُرٍ, ضاد is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is heavy as well. بِضُرِّمْ فَلَا كَاشِفَ. كَا is going to be a 2-count med. لَهُ, this is going to be a 4-count med. جَائِز مُنْفَصِل. The med and the hamza are in two separate words. لَهُ إِلَّا, 2-count med. هُ. وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ, this is again going to be idgham. We see noon sakin followed by ya. Amim is going to have tawassut. Seen is going to have safir. Bikhayrin, kha is going to be heavy. Ra here is going to be light. Bikhayrin fahuwa. And then here, ala, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ala, 2-count med. Kulli shay'in qadir. Shay is going to be a madlin. So we are going to give it mad, then ma, merge this into the next med, which is ya. Shay'in qa, this is going to be ikhfa. Qaf is going to be heavy. Qadir, ra here is going to be light. Wahuwa al-qahiru, qaf is heavy. This is also a 2-count med. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. Fawqa, qaf is going to be heavy. Ibadihi, ayn from the middle of the throat. And because I am stopping here, I'm going to give ha a hams. Ibadih. And then if you are continuing, you will give this a 2-count med sila sughra. وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. حَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ, kha is going to be from the top of the throat. It is also a heavy sound. And then ra here is going to be light. وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. And then here in ayah number 19, قُلْ, kaf is going to be heavy. And then here, أَيُّ شَيْءٍ, ya is going to have shadda. So we are going to make sure that we give it a little bit of emphasis. The tongue is going to be moving up towards the roof of the mouth, and that is what is going to be giving it a little bit of pressure. Ayyu, shay'in, this is going to be madlin. Shay'in akbaru, this is going to be idhar. We have a tanween followed by one of the throat letters, so make sure that you do give that noon sound a little bit of tawassut. Ekbaru Kef is going to have hams. Give it a little bit of that, not bounce, but a little bit of an echo. Ekbaru Shahada. Here, because I am stopping, I'm going to turn this into a ta marbuta. Kulillah Qaf is going to be heavy. Name of Allah here is light because the letter before has a kasra. Shahidun. This is going to be iqlab. We are going to change that noon sound into a meme. We also see there is that small meme. And the next letter is ba. Shahidum bayni. Bay is going to be madlin. Ni is a two count mad. Wa bayinakum. This is going to be madlin. And we are going to give it that maddan ma. Ease it into the ya sound. Bayinakum. Mim has tawassut. Wa uhiya. Wa u. Two count mad. Hi. This is going to be from the middle of the throat. Uhiya ilayya. Again, we have ya with a shadda on top. So we are going to give it a little bit of pressure. The tongue is going to move up against the roof of the mouth. Hada. Ha is to count mad. That is going to connect with the lam. Hadhal Qur'anu. Qaf is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. And then A is a two count med. It is med badil because the hamza comes before the alif med. Al Qur'anu. Li unzirakum. This is going to be ikhfa. Ra in this case is heavy. Bihi. This is going to be a two count med sila sughra. Pull that for two counts. Wa man balagh. This is iqlab. Noon is going to be switched into a meme. And the next letter is ba. Balagh. Ghain is going to be a heavy sound. أَإِنَّكُمْ مِمْ هَسْتَوَسُتْ لَتَشْهَدُونَ. Sheen is going to have tafashi. So spread that sound around in your mouth. لَتَشْهَدُونَ أَنَّ مَعَ اللَّهِ. عَيْن is going to be from the middle of the throat. Name of Allah is going to be heavy. آلِهَةً. This is a two count med. آلِهَةً أُخْرَى. This is going to be idhar. And then خَ is going to be heavy. رَ in this case is heavy as well. And this is a two count med. قُلْ لَا. قَاف is heavy. And then لَا is a four count. مَد جَا is مُنْفَصِل. The مَد and the Hamza are in two separate words. أَشْهَد. دَال is going to have قَلْقَلَة. So we are going to bounce on this when we stop here. قُلْ. قَاف is heavy. إِنَّمَا. Two count مَد. هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِد. إِلَه. Two count مَد. وَاحِد. حَا is going to be from the middle of the throat. وَإِنَّنِي. And then here, the first noon is going to have a shadda. Bari'un, this is going to be a four count. Mad, this is going to be mad wajib muttasil because the mad and the hamza are within that same word. Mimma, four count mad. Tushrikun, sheen has the fashi. Spread that sound around in your mouth. Ra in this case is going to be light. And then we end here on a four count. Mad'arid, lissukun. So alhamdulillah, that is our lesson for today. Ayah number 13 to ayah number 19. Inshallah, in the next class, we will continue from ayah number 20 of Surah Al-An'am. And right now, it is time for the tafsir portion of our class. So we will stop here for today. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.